Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Dalid. The Daf brings all the various psukim, legabi the psulim of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, by all of the avoidos, by the shechita, the kabbalah, the hilach and the zrika of the various karbanos. Toich HaChezbin of the Gemara says that if you'd only have a pasuk to teach us that Shinui Kodesh passes by Kabbalah, it would not be enough to learn Shechita from it. Mishum de'ikol ha'mifrach ma'ala Kabbalah shekein psula v'zar v'isha. By Kabbalah there's a psul if the zar or an isha does the Kabbalah, and therefore it's more chamor than the Shechita, and if you have a din of Shinui Kodesh passing by Kabbalah, it would not be a raya that Shinui Kodesh would pass by the Shechita. The Mishnah LaMelech in his Sefer Parshas Drachim in Derech Mitzvei Secho Chela Gimel clears about the psul that we find by Noshim, La Avoida. The Gemara in Kedushin Dav Lamed Vav Amid Aleph brings from the Pasuk in Vayikra that says B'nei Aaron, that we darshan B'nei Aaron V'loi B'nois Aaron. So the Mishnah LaMelech clears, is this a new psul? Is there a new psul called Isha Ba'avoida, that a Isha is Pasul La'avoida? Or maybe that is Bechlal the psul of Zar. Zar means a non-Kohen. Maybe a non-Kohen means a non-male Kohen. But if a woman who comes from a family of Kohuna, since she is a woman, maybe that is included in the psul of Zar. In order not to be a Zar, it's not enough to come biologically from Aaron HaKohen. It has to be B'nai Aaron HaZacharim. And an Isha would be Bechlal Zar with a big nafkamina. Because a Zar who does a Zrika, an Avoida that's an Avoida Tamo, a Gemar Avoida, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So what about an Isha? If an Isha does the Zrika on the carbon, is it Stam Pasul because an Isha is a new psul? Or is it Bechlal Zar and she's Chayavis Misa Bidei Shamayim? The Taras HaKodesh on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis and Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvan De Oiraisa Klal Yud Tes bring a strong raya from the Lashon HaRambam that a Zar, that an Isha is Bechlal Zar. The Rambam in Hilchas Bias HaMikdash Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says, Zor she'ovad b'mikdosh, avoidosei psula, v'chayev misa b'dei shamayim. A zor that works in the Beis HaMikdosh that does one of the avoidos, so it's pasul, and if it's an avoida that you chayev misa b'dei shamayim on it, a zor is chayev that misa b'dei shamayim. Ezehu zor, Dr. Rambam, what's considered a zor? Kol she'enoi mizera aroin hazacharim. Anyone who is not from the zera aron hazacharim, and he goes on to bring the drasha of b'nei aron v'loi b'nois aron. Dr. Taras HaKodesh and the Asvan D'Oraisa, we see from the Rambam that it's not a new psul, a new category of psul called Isha. It's in Bechlal Zarus, and therefore anyone who's not Mizera Aaron HaKoyin is considered a Zar with an afkamina that there could be a chi of Misa Bidei Shamayim in their Avoida. The truth is, if you look in that Rambam in Hilchas Bias HaMikdash Perek Tes, at the end of the Perek, in Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam lists all the psulim of La'avoida that we find. Nimsu kol ha'psulim la'avoida shmoina asar. There are 18 types of people that are pasul la'avoida. And then the Rambam goes through a whole list. Ha'ivir avoida zara, hazar, balmum, orel, tomei, and many other psulim up to 18. And it's striking that it's missing in that list, isha, that a isha is psula la'avoida. It's a beferisha gemara and kedushin, like we just mentioned, b'nei aron v'loi b'nois aron. Why doesn't the Rambam mention the psula of isha? Abulafi advarim anal, that according to the Taras HaKodesh and the Asvan D'Oraisa, it's mavur in the Lashon HaRambam that what's bechlal zar? Anyone who's not mizera aron hazacharim. So Isha is not a separate category of psul, she's bechlal zar. The Rambam mentions zar. The second category of psul that the Rambam mentions is hazar. So he doesn't have to say va Isha, because we know from earlier in the halacha that an Isha is bechlal zar. So that seems to be the shitas HaRambam. The Minchas Chinuch has the same diuk in the Rambam, both in mitzvah Reish Samach Hei and in mitzvah Shin Sadi. He has a diuk in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that an Isha is pasul bechlal zar, but he's medayik from the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch there in Mitzvah Shin Sadi that the Sefer HaChinuch argues on the Rambam. Because when the Sefer HaChinuch brings the psul of zar, he says, who is a zar? Kol she'enoi mizera aron. Anyone who's not from the Zera Aaron, and he doesn't add the word Hazacharim. It sounds like anyone who's not from the Zera Aaron is a Zar. Someone who is from the Zera Aaron is not a Zar. But if it's a female, then it's a new psul called Isha. So the Michas Chinuch wants to be medayik that this Chakira of the Mishnah Lamelech is actually a machloikis between the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer Minchas Avram later on, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, he's medayik from the Lashon of Toisus and Chulin as well, Toisus and Chulin Daf Beis Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel HaKol Sheikhtin, that Toisus holds like the Sefer HaChinuch that it's a new psul, because Toisus brings the Mishnah that says later in Zvachim on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Sha'ashchita Kshera Bizarim Uvenashim. And Tosfos says, why does the Mishnah have to say Bizarim Uvenashim? It's needed to tell us that even after it tells us that Shechita is Kshera Bizarim, you might think that Nashim are Pasul because Bishara Avoidois, Nashim Psulois, Vafilu Kayanois, even women who are Kayanois, still they are Pasul. So you might think that they're Pasul is Shechita as well. Kamash will on the Mishnah that they're not. But why would we think that Nashim are Pasul once we tell us already that Zarim are not Pasul is Shechita? It sounds like from Tosfos that Isha is a separate category of a psul, and therefore from Mikabal of Eilich, where there is a psul of Nashim, the gather of Isha is not that she's Bechlal Zar, rather like the Sefer HaChinuch, that it's a new psul. In the Sefer Makar Baruch of Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, and again in Simen Beis, he discusses this Shaila, and he brings, in the name of Rav Itzel Aponovicher, a raya that the psul of Nashim is not Bechlal Zar. Rather, it's its own separate Gzeres HaKosub. And we have it in Rav Itzel Aponovicher's own Sefer in the Zecher Yitzchak in Simen Mem Ches as well, in a letter that he writes to the Makar Baruch. And he says there in the Zecher Yitzchak that the Raya against the Rambam, the Raya that that Isha is a separate Psul, is from a Mechilta in Parshas Boy. Because in Parshas Boy, the Mechilta says that Avoidas Noshim is Pasul on a Bama. In a time where there's a heter to bring a karbonis on a private bama, so nashim is are psulois to do avoida, even though it's a beferish mishnah later on adaf kuf yud beis amid beis that ain zarus b'bama, there is no psul zarus. So how could there be a psul of nashim according to the mechilta if there is no psul of zarus? Zokta zecha yitzchak, it must be that psul ha'isha ain amitzad zarus el gzeres hakosavu. It's a separate gzeres hakosav from bnei aaron v'loy b'nois aaron. So that's his raya from the mechilta that the mechilta holds that the psul of Isha is not Bechlal Zar. The emes is that the raya, though, from Bama is not Pashut Bechlal, because if you look in the Yushalmi and Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, it's on Daf Tez Zayin Amar Aleph in the Dafim of the Yushalmi, it's Mavur that the Tzadar in Isha is Pasul by the Avoida of a Bama, is because of a different drasha that in the Parsha of the Bama it says the word Ish, and it doesn't say Isha. So, Adarabba, over there, it's not the drasha that we're discussing of Bnei Aaron v'loy Bnei Aaron in the Avodas Mikdash. It's a special din that it's gotta be Dafka and Ish, and the other tzad is to say that Ish is Lav Dafka and an Isha is Kosher. But when the Mechilta in Parshas Boy says that Avodas Noshim is Psula, that's because the Mechilta holds that we darshan that it says Ish, and therefore Avada and Isha is its own Psul. It's not Bechlal, the Psul Zarus. Because as we just said, Ein Zarus B'bama, there is no Psul Zarus B'bama. So by a Bama, it's a separate discussion. The Mechilta holds that it's possible, and there are some Mekairis that a woman could be kosher as well. I'll just be mitzayin to you the Tosefta here in Karbonos Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches. The Braisa says, Oisa Adam Bama, a person can make a Bama, Umakir Voleo, Hu, Ubenoi, Ubitoi, Va'avdoi Vishivchasai. And if it says Bitoi and Shivchasai could bring a carbon on a Bama, it's Mavur that the Tosefta holds that Nashim are not possible on a Bama. The Minchas Bikurim on the Tosefta already is Oimed on this Diuk. But Al Kapanim, Zecha Yitzchak has a good Raya from the Mechilta, that the Mechilta holds not like that. The Mechilta holds Nashim are possible Bama. But Al Kapanim, that's a local discussion over there. Is there a Psul Ish Veloy Isha by Abama, and that definitely is a new Gzeres HaKosav, and it's not Bechlal Zarus. But it doesn't have to do with our Shaila L'Chaira about the Psulim of Nashim in the Beis HaMikdash. Here the Rambam says that Bechlal Zor L'Gabay Avoidas Mikdash is Kol She'ena Mizera Arein HaZacharim. It sounds like an Isha is Bechlal Zor, whereas the Sefer HaChinuch and the Tosfos in Kulin seem to hold that an Isha is a separate Psul. This is very negeah to the words in our Gemara, that the Gemara says, Mala Kabbalah Shekem Psula Bizar V'Isha. If the Gemara says that it's possible Bizar V'Isha, it's meduyik in the Gemara, that there are two separate Psulim. One is a Zar and one is Isha. L'chaira, not like the Rambam. However, the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ois Gimel says, Tevas V'Isha Nimchak. If you take out the word V'isha, so then it could stem with the Rambam. It just says, Mala Kabbalah Shekem Psula Bizar, and it doesn't add the word V'isha. It's not a raya from the Shita Mekubetzes that he holds, like the Rambam, there could be other reasons that the Shita Mekubetzes takes out the word Ve'isha. Because once the Gemara asks one Pircha, Ma'ala Kabbalah Shekem Psula Bizar, you don't need another Pircha. The Gemara doesn't mention the Tomei and Oinein and the other Psulim, so the Shita held that it doesn't make sense that the Gemara would just mention Ve'isha, so he took out the word Ve'isha. But surely, according to the Rambam, it would make sense to take out the word Ve'isha, because Isha is Bechlal Zar. When the Gemara says Ma'ala Kabbalah Shekem Psula Bizar, that Taka includes Isha. What's interesting is that Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvan Da'iraisa says he has a Raya Berura against the Rambam from our Gemara. And he leaves Tzarechi and Gadol on the Rambam. Not from the Lashon that we just said of Shekem Psula Bizar V'Isha, but from the contrast of this Gemara to the Gemara in a few lines. Because in this Gemara, when the Gemara is trying to learn out Shechita from Kabbalah, the Gemara says, Ma'ala Kabbalah Shekem Psula Bizar V'Isha. The Gemara mentions both. But in a few lines, when the Gemara is discussing learning everything out from Zrika, the Gemara says we have a Pircha, Mal Zrika Shekein Chayev Aleha Zar Misa. A Zar is Chayev Misa. As we mentioned before, by Melechas, by Avodah Zrika, a Zar is Chayev Misa on it, but there, by that Gemara, it doesn't say Zar V'Isha. Mal Zrika Shekein Chayev Aleha Zar Misa. It doesn't say Zar V'Isha. Why not? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it must be that an Isha is not Chayiv Misa if she does a Zrika. Even though our Gemara says clearly that it's possible Bizar V'Isha, it must be that there's a new psul of Isha. A Zar is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim if he does a Zrika. But an Isha, even though there is a psul of B'nei Aaron V'loi B'nei Aaron, but she's not Chayiv Misa because she's not Bechlal Zar. Therefore the Gemara by Kabbalah says Shekein Psula Bizar V'Isha, Mashenkin the Gemara by Zrika just says Shekein Chayiv Aleha Zar Misa. And he says Tzarechi and Gadol on the Rambam. However, that we said that according to the Rambam, but Pashtus, you have to take out the word V'isha in this Gemara. Whether the Shita Mekubetzes means it like the Rambam or not, but surely according to the Rambam, the Girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes is Mistaber. Why would it say Ma'ala Kabbalah Shekein Psula Bizar V'isha? That is redundant. L'chaira, Isha is Bechlalzar. That's the Shita Sarambam. So Bepashtus, the Rambam was just Gairis in our Gemara, Ma'ala Kabbalah Shekein Psula Bazar. If that's the case, the Diuk of the Asvan Da'iraisa doesn't start as well. His whole Diuk is because in this Gemara it says Shekein Psula Bazar V'Isha, and the Gemara in a few lines by Zrika says only Shekein Chayav and Alel Zar Misa. That's going with the Girsa that we have. But if you go with the Girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes, which either way it's Mistaber that the Rambam is going like that Girsa, and the Gemara before it just says Ma'ala Kabbalah Shekein Psula Bizar and doesn't mention Isha because Isha is Bechlal Zar, so then there is no Diuk over here as well. When the Gemara says Ma'ala Zrika Shekein Chayav and Aleha Zar Misa, it could very well include Isha as well. It doesn't mention Isha because Isha is Bechlal Zar. But Adarabba, the reason that it doesn't mention Isha is because it would be redundant because Isha is Bechlal Zar. Then we could taka say that if an Isha does a Zrika, she would taka be Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim, and that's what should come out L'chayr according to the Rambam. If an Isha is Bechlal Zar, anyone who is not Mizera Aaron Akoyanim is Bechlal Zor, so not only would the Isha be possible for Kabbalah and for the other Avodos other than the Shechita, she'll also be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim if she does a Zrika. Whereas according to the Shechita of the Chinuch and the Tosfos, if the Diyukim are correct, that they hold that an Isha is a Psul B'fnei Atzma, a Psul in Kabbalah Ve'elach, but it's not the Psul of Zarus, then if she does a Zrika, she would not be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Gemara towards the bottom of Amud Aleph says that if you want to learn out Shinui Bailim from Shinui Kodesh, that the psul of Shaloi Lishma is not just by Shechita, but even by the other Avodos, you have a Pircha, you could ask, Ma'ala Shinui Kodesh Shekein Psulei Begufoi, V'yeshnei Ba'arba Avodos, V'yeshnei La'achar Misa, V'yeshnei B'Ktzibu Kibayachir. And even though the questions of Psulei Begufoi and Yeshnei La'achar Misa are not so pashut, but the two Pirchas of Yeshnei Ba'arba Avoidois and Yeshnei B'tzibur Kibayachid, those are two valid Pirchas. Lagabi the Pircha of Yeshnei Ba'arba Avoidois, that means that Shinui Kodesh is possible in all four Avoidois, but Shinui Ba'ilim is not. What does that mean? Alzeh Gufa Anudanin, we're trying to learn out that Shinui Ba'ilim should be possible by all the Avoidois, not only by the Shechita. So Rashi explains over here, and in Psachim Daf Samach Aleph, and Tosfos on Daf Beis as well, and Tosfos over here, they explain that even if there is a psul of Shinui Bailim by Shechita, that doesn't mean that if someone shechts the Chatas Ruvain l'shem Chatas Shimon, it's going to be possible. It's only if he shechts the Chatas Ruvain amanas lizreg domoy l'shem Chatas Shimon, that's when it's possible. The machshava always has to be klapei hazriko. Masha'en came by Shinui Kodesh, each of the four avoides carries with it its own psul of shaloi l'shma, even if a person thinks just klapei that avoida and not thinking klapei the zriko. We mentioned in the Shir on Daf Beis that the Rambam seems to say not like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, says if you shecht oilas Ruvein l'shem Shimon, loy also l'Ruvein v'loy l'Shimon. It doesn't work for Ruvein. And he doesn't mention there that you shechted the oilas Ruvein al-manasha yiskaper by Shimon with the Zrika. So the Mishnah Lamelech already is medayik that the Rambam holds that even by Shinui Bailim, it's Yeshne Ba'arba Avoidos, that we have it by the Psul, by Shchita, Kabbalah, and Hilocha, even if you're not thinking Klape Azrika. And the Mishnah Lamelech is Matmiya, that it's Lechaira against this Gemara, and he says that it's Tzarechian. So we mentioned back then that the source of the Rambam might just be from a Yushalmi, based on a Karen Oiran, Daf Ches Amid Aleph, that is Medayik from the Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi holds that by Shinui Bailim, the psul is not only if you think klape azrika, but even legabi that avoida itself of shchita, kabbalah, and ailocha, like the shita sarambam and the derech of the rambam often is to pass on like the Yushalmi over the Bavli. It's kedai to mention though that the Merkeves HaMishnah over there in Psulei HaMuktoshim suggests that maybe the rambam is not contradicted from this gemara b'chlal, because maybe the rambam has a new pshat in this gemara. V'libi oimerli, says the Merkeves HaMishnah, that the rambam explains our gemara in a new way. When the Gemara says that it's Yeshnei Ba'arba Avoidos, it doesn't mean that by Shinui Kodesh you have the psul by each Avoida on its own, and by Shinui Bailim it's only possible if you think Amanas Lizroik. The Gemara means something else. Based on the memory of Rava and Av Beis, Oila Sheshachta Shaloi Lishma, Asr Lizroik Dama Shaloi Lishma, maybe, says the Merkeves HaMishnah, maybe the Rambam understands that to be going only by Shinui Kodesh, that if a person does one of the avoidas shaloi lishma, so it's also for him to continue shaloi lishma. But if a person does one avoida shaloi lishma, he is allowed to continue doing avoidas shaloi l'shem bailim. He could do it b'shinui kodesh, because once one avoida is done shaloi lishma, so it's loy alu l'bailim l'shem chayva. If it's loy alu l'shem bailim l'shem chayva, so there is no psul anymore after that, and there's no problem of shinui bailim. And therefore, the member of Rava of Oyla Shashachta Shaloi Lishma Asa Lizrak Dama Shaloi Lishma is referring specifically to Shinui Kodesh and not to Shinui Bailim. If that's the case, says the Merkeves HaMishnah, that then the Rambam could learn our Gemara, Yeshnei Ba'arba Avoidos, means that it's possible to have the psul of Shinui Kodesh in all four Avoidos of one carbon. If he does the Shechita Shaloi Lishma, and the Kabbalah Shaloi Lishma, and then the Hilacha, and then the Zrika, he did four Averas, he has four problems here, if it was B'Shinui Kodesh. Mashenkin B'Shinui Bailim, once you do one Avoida B'Shinui Bailim, then there is no Isser to do the rest of them B'Shinui Bailim. It doesn't mess up the carbon B'Chlal, because there's nothing wrong with doing a Peshinui Bailim once it was Loy Alu Labailim L'Shem Chayva. If the Rambam learns that Pshan in the Gemara, then this Gemara is not against the Rambam, because La'olam by Shinui Bailim, the problem is by each Avoida on its own, but it's not going to be possible to do it in more than one Avoida on the same carbon, because once you do an Avoida Shaloy L'Shma, then there is no problem of Shinui Bailim in the subsequent Avoidas. But this pshat of the Merkeves HaMishnah is based on his chiddush that there is no problem of shechting it b'shinui bailim after one avoida was done shaloi lishma. We mentioned on Daf Beis that the Brisker Rav and the Dvar Avram and the Chazon Ish and some other achrayim assumed pashut that even b'machsheves shinui bailim a person is not allowed to shecht, because even though the carbon is loy alu l'bailim l'shem chayva, still it still retains the status of being the carbon of Ruvain, and therefore there is a problem of shechting it l'shem shinui bailim. In addition to that, the Chazon Ish brought a raya from Tosis and Daf Beis that the Tosis says in one shot that the Mishnah is talking about not only Shinui Kodesh but also Shinui Bailim. If that's the case, just like the Gemara's Medayik from the Lashna Mishnah Elo Shaloi Alu, that it's Aser to Lishnuyeba, that it's Aser to do the subsequent Avoidas Shaloi Lishma, that deal applies not only by Shinui Kodesh but also by Shinui Bailim, because according to that pshat in Tosis, the Mishnah is referring to Shinui Bailim as well. Well, the Rambam himself in Pirish HaMishnayis in the beginning of the Masechta learns like that pshat in Tosfos. The Rambam says that the Mishnah is referring to both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. If that's the case, in the Shitas HaRambam, the Pashtus would be is that if a person does one Avoida like the Shechita, Shaloi Lishma, it is also to do the remaining Avoida Shaloi Lishma even with the Machshava of Shinui Bailim, not just with Shinui Kodesh. And therefore the Merkeves HaMishnah's pshat in the Rambam is not so simple, and Memela, the Pashtus would be that Taka, even the Rambam understood that the Bavli was going going against his Yisoid, but the Rambam had a marker to Paskin that by Shinu Bailim there's a psul by all the Avoides, even if you don't think Klape Azrika from the Yushalmi that the Karen Oira on the Avches brings. Lagabi the other pircha that the Gemara says that Shinui Kodesh is Yeshnei Bitzibur Kibbe Yachid, as opposed to Shinui Bailim, which is only by a carbon Yachid, not by a carbon Tzibur, the Gemara does not explain openly why there is no psul of Shinui Bailim by a carbon Tzibur. So the Rogatchover, in his Sefer Michtavei Torah, in Michtav Kufnun Aleph, says that the pshat in this Gemara is because a carbon sibur is not considered a carbon of many individuals. It's a carbon haklal. It's a carbon that has no shame bailim on it, that Reuven is a bailim, Shimon is a bailim, all of Klal Yisrael is a bailim. No, it's a carbon haklal. Once it's a carbon that belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, there is no designated owner on this carbon. You can't take a part of the carbon and say that Reuven owns this chelik, Shimon owns this chelik. It's a carbon haklal, but there is no owner whose name is attached to this carbon, and therefore it's not possible to have a machsheves shinui bailim by a carbon tzibur, because there is no bailim. It's not considered a bailim, so therefore there's no zayveach. You can't do it l'shem zayveach. It's Klal Yisrael's carbon, but there's no shame bailim that's attached to the carbon, and therefore it's not possible to have a machsheves shinui bailim. And it seems that this is the pshat of the Rashash as well. The Rashash explains why a carbon tzibur does not have a din of shinui bailim, kivan de ein ba'alav miyuchadim. Since there's no designated bailim, there's no yachid or shutvin that are considered owners of this carbon, it's a carbon haklal, therefore it's not possible to have shinui bailim. This yesoid that a carbon tzibur is not merely a carbon that's made up of many different owners, but it's a whole different type of ownership. It's a kinyan tziburi, it's for all of Klal Yisrael, but no individual has a specific chelek in a specific part of the carbon, is a yesoid that the number of lachroinim say in other places, and there are many rayas to this. We'll mention, for example, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shiurim in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amid Beis, it's in Simen Tav Dalid, says this yesoid that a carbon tzibur is different than a carbon of shutfin. And he proves this from the Ramban ala Torah. The Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, brings dinim that are really from the Torah's Kayanim. He brings the Torah's Kayanim, says that an oilas ha'oif, a bird carbon oila, can only be brought b'shutfis or b'yachid, but it can't come b'tzibur. If someone wants to bring an oilas ha'oif, he could. If he wants to share the expense with a number of other people, even with 100 other people, that's fine. That's an oilas ha'oif ba b'shutfis. But an oilas ha'oif can't be ba b'tzibur. And the Rabbi Chanan says, if it can come b'shutfis, why can't it come b'tzibur? Isn't a tzibur just a very big shutfis? He says it must be that a carbon tzibur is a different chefza of a carbon than a carbon of shutfin. It's not that all of Klal Yisrael is a shutfin in the carbon. No one is a shutfin in this carbon. This is a carbon tziburi, a carbon for Klal Yisrael, and therefore doesn't have a shame bailim. He says in the Ramban says there that the Torah's Kainim says also by a carbon shlamim that someone brings b'nedava, a shalmi nedava, you could bring it b'shutfis, avoloi. So what does that mean that it can come b'shutfis avoloi b'tzibur? So we see from these dinim of the Ramban in the name of the Torah's Kohen and both l'gabi oilas ha'oif and l'gabi shalmi nadava that even karbonis that can be ba'a b'shutfis can't be ba'a b'tzibur. Zokter b'chanan, because the tzibur is not a question of bailim rabim, that there's just many bailim. Rather, hatzibur hu bailim echad. The tzibur is one general bailim, and therefore, it's different, it's a different geder in Gansin than a carbon of many shutfin. Rabbi Mitzayin that the Meshech Chochma, in two pieces, in his Haftorah to Shabbos HaGadol, and in the Haftorah to Shabbos Chazoin, says this as well, shahatzibur hu b'chlalo yusoy kema yachid, shehu ish echad. It's not considered that each person owns a chelik in the carbon. It's a general carbon, a carbon siburi, and that's called a carbon sibur of Klal Yisrael. But al kolpanim, even though there are makairis in the Rishainim for such a chelik, and this chelik is an important chelik in understanding the essence of a carbon sibur, that it's not just a carbon of many partners, but it's a separate type of carbon, a separate category of a carbon. Still, the pshat of the Rashash and the Rogatchover assume another chiddush, that because of that, there is no shinui bailim. One could say that even though the bailim here is a different type of bailim, it's a kinyan siburi of Gans Klal Yisrael, still lemaisa, that is a zeveach. The zeveach is the tzibur ha-yisraeli. And therefore, if someone shechts it with shinui bailim, it will be possible to have a concept of shinui bailim. However, if you look in the Rishonim by us, the Rishonim seem to say a different pshat in why a carbon tzibur does not have shinui ba'ilim. Rashi's lashon is shaharei hakol ba'olav. And Rashi in Pesachim Samach Aleph explains a little more. How could you make a shinui from such a ba'ilim? Shelo yehei ba'olav, that someone who's not the owner. Everybody is the owner. And even a nachri, even if you think l'shem nachri, then that's not possible, because he's not mechuyev kapara kamoisai. And Tosis over here, Dibur HaMaslov Yeshlan B'tzibur, says the same thing as that Rashi in Psachim, that even if it's l'shem goy, a goy is ain't a mechuyev kapara kamoisai. Rabbeinu Chananel in Psachim, Daf Samach Aleph Amir Aleph, seems to say this pshat as well, to hakol Yisrael ba'olavein. In other words, it's mashah from Rashi and Tosis and Rabbeinu Chananel that the reason why a carbon tzibur does not have shinui ba'ilim is not because it's not considered a ba'ilim, but because it's not possible to have a shinui. It is considered a ba'ilim. And even based on the yisoy that we said, that it's a carbon tzibur, a different type of carbon. But the tzibur is the ba'ilim. So be'etzim, this is a type of carbon that does have a name of a ba'ilim attached to this carbon. It's just not possible to make a shinui on the ba'ilim. Because every single person who you think about, if you want a shechtet l'shem Shimon or Levi or Yehuda, he is one of the ba'ilim. But if you want a shechtet l'shem a certain guy, so he's not mechuyev kapara kamoisai. So in anyone who's mechuyev kapara kamoisai, that you would want a shechtet in his name, he is one of the ba'ilim. And therefore, since Kol Yisrael ba'olavein, because everyone has a chelak in the carbon tzibur, that's why it's not possible to have a ma'achshev shinui ba'ilim by a carbon tzibur. And these two pshatim are brought out toicha dvarim in the words of the Gvuras Ari, which is the Shagas Aryeh, in his Pirush in Yuma, daf mem dalet amid aleph, where the Gvuras Ari says that even though our Gemara in Zvachim daf dalet says that there is no psul of shinui ba'ilim by a carbon tzibur, but the mitzvah lechatchila, that one is supposed to shech the carbon l'shem zayveach, l'shem the proper owner, as the Mishnah says, amem vav amid beis, that mitzvah da'iraisa, to shech the carbon l'shem ba'olav, applies to a carbon sibur as well. Says the Gvuras Ari, va'af agav d'shaloy l'shem ba'ilim b'carbon sibur enay poisel, hasam haynu taima mishum shehakol ba'olav. That's because hakol ba'olav. Av mikol makim tzarech min ha'toyra, this that you're supposed to think beferish l'shem ba'ilim l'chatchila ain l'chalik ben carbon tzibur l'shal yachid d'mayishna, because what would be the difference? And in the words of the Gvuras Ari, we see here now a shinui between the Rashash and the Rogachover against the Rishonim. Because according to the pshat of the Rashash and the Rogachover, they're saying that the reason that it's no psul of shinui ba'ilim is because this is called a carbon that has no ba'ilim. The fact that it's a carbon sibur, that means there is no ba'ilim, no shame zeveach attached to this, and therefore you can't do a shinui ba'ilim. According to that, it's mevduyik in the Gvuras Ari, that then even lechatchila there would be no din to shecht l'shem ba'ilim, because there is no shame ba'ilim on a carbon tzibur. But the Gvuras Ari holds like the Rishonim, that really there is a shame ba'ilim attached to the carbon tzibur. And therefore the Gvuras Ari says that you are supposed to shecht it l'chatchila, l'shem ha'tzibur, l'shem ha'ba'ilim. Because this that it says that there's no shinui ba'ilim by carbon tzibur, hasam haynu taima mishum sha'akol ba'olav. The pshat is not like the Rashash and the Rogachover. The pshat is like the Rishonim say, like Rashi and Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chananel and Psachim, that Hakol ba'olav, all of the Yidden are their ba'ilim, and therefore it's not possible to have a shinui of that ba'ilim, because the shechta l'shem goy is not mechuyev kapara kamoisai, and every Yisrael is part of the ba'ilus of this carbon. Memela, it's not possible to have a shinui ba'ilim, but lagabi the din of shechting l'chatchila l'shem zeveach, that would be even by a carbon sibur, and that's a nafkamina between the pshat of the Rishonim and the pshat of the Achronim here in this Gemara. Legabi the Rashi in Psachim Daf Samach Aleph and the Tosis over here that we just mentioned, that it's not possible to have shinui ba'ilim because everyone is the ba'ilim, and even to do it l'shem goy is not going to be a chisaron and shinui ba'ilim because it's ainu mechuyev kapara kamoisai. The Tshuvas Amudei Or in Simin Zion and Rav Itzel Aponovicher and the Zecher Yitzchak Simin Beis bring a raya from this Rashi and Tosfos, not like the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chuvas and Chelik Aleph Simen Tes wants to come out with a chiddush that women are potter from davening musaf, because since the carbon musaf Since the Tfilas Musaf is only connected the Karban Musaf, and a Karban Musaf was a Karban Sibur, women who are not Mechuyiv to give a Machtes HaShekel do not have a Chelek in the Karban Sibur. Other Tfilois that are Rachamim, like the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chaf, so there the Chachamim were Mechayiv Noshim to Daven, but Musaf is not Rachamim, like Tosfos says in Brachas Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschali Boilehu, and therefore the only Chiyuv to Daven Musaf is connected the Karban Musaf, since the Karban Musaf was a Karban Sibur, and women do not have a Chelek in the Karban Sibur since they are potter from giving the Machtes HaShekel. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, women are potter lahalacha from davening Musaf. But Frekta Amudayar and the Zecha Yitzchak, if that's the case, then it should be possible to have a Machsheva Shinui Bailim by a Karban Sibur, if someone shechts the Karban Sibur l'shem in Isha. So she's a Mechuyev Kapara Kamoisai, she's part of Klal Yisrael, and she's not one of the Bailim on the Karban Sibur. So you see from Rashi and Tosfos that if they say that it's not possible, Shahakol Ba'olav, it's not possible to have a Shinui Bailim within Klal Yisrael by a Karban Sibur, it's Mavur that even the women have a Chelek in the Karban Sibur. And the Amud Ayar brings another Gishmak Araya to this from a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Ches, because the Gemara discusses there the Sa'ir Yom HaKippurim, which is also a Karban Sibur, and the Gemara wants to know who the Sa'ir Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper for, and the Gemara says ve'ema yoyledes, maybe it's to be mechaper for yoyledes, and the Gemara brings a pasuk to be memayit that it's not coming to be mechaper for yoyledes, but a yoyledes is in a keva, and even so it was so pasha to the Gemara that the Sar Yom HaKippurim could be mechaper for a yoyledes. It's mavur that the karbonai sibur, the women have a chelik in the karbonai sibur as well, and the chazinish over here in kachim simin aleph says this as a davar pashit for karbon sibur sheshachatay l'shem isha she'ena shaykelas loy chashiv Shinoi Bailam. The Gam Noshim Miskaprim Bekarbonai Sibur. The Chazinish Lahedya comes Lafuki the Svara of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that even though a woman is not Shoykelas, still it's not considered Shinoi Bailam to Shechtet L'Shem and Isha, because Gam Noshim Miskaprim Bekarbonai Sibur. What's Takab Shad? How could the woman have a Chelik in a Karbon Sibur if she doesn't bring the Machsas HaShekel? So in the Sefer Tzemach David, on the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, written by the Mikdash David, he says that even though they are not Bailim Gemurim on the carbon because they did not pay for the funds, they did not give the Machsa Shekel, still there's a concept of Kapara Mikufya, which the Gemara mentions later on the Avav Amir Aleph, a floating Kapara, even though you're not a Bailim Gemurim on the carbon, but you also have a Bailus on the carbon, Lagabi getting a Kapara, and the Gemara says that Lagabi the Par Koyen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Ayin Sham, but maybe the women have a chelik in all of the karbonei sibur to be miskaper mikufya, but al kapanim, however you explain how they have a kapara, but lamaisa it's mavur from these rishayim and from the gemara and shvuos tafchas that a woman does have a chelik in the karbon sibur, and therefore it's not possible to have a machsheva shinui bailim by the karbon sibur, even if one shechtet l'shem isha. La halacha lamaisa lagabi the tfilas musaf, it would come out then according to the amud ayar and the zeicha yitzchak that from these rishayim rashi and taisvis and from the gemara and shvuos tafchas it would come out that the women l'chayra are mechoyev in davening musaf, and the Mishneh Berurah in Simen Kuvav Sivkatan Dalet brings that that is the opinion of the Magen Gibayrim. However, it's not a davar muskum that the women are chayev in musaf, because there's another svara to pata the women for musaf, and that's what the Amud Ayar in that tshuva says, because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and women are pata from mitzvah sasei shazman grama. The other tefilos chazal were mechayev them because it's rachamim, but musaf, which is not l'shem rachamim, it's only connected the carbon sibur, then they would be pata because and the Mishneh Berurah brings this shita as well in the name of the Tzlach. The Tzlach in Brachas Tav Chavav says that women are potter l'maisa, that he doesn't say because they don't have a chelik in the carbon sibur like Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says like this svara of the Amud Ayar, because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. If someone wants to be ma'ayin into this inyan more about the carbon musaf and the chelik hanoshim in the carbon sibur, he could take a look in the stipler over here in the Kehilas Yaakov Simen Dalet. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings the drasha of Reb Shimon on the pasuk of Vinirtza loy lechaper olav Esha olav chayiv ba'achrayusoy. Someone who says harei alai, the lashon of a neder, he is chayiv ba'achrayus if the animal gets lost or stolen. And the Esha enoy olav enoy chayiv ba'achrayusoy. If he says a lashon of a nedava harei zu, then he's not chayiv ba'achrayusoy. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi explains that the Lashon of Harei Alai is Mashma, Kivan the Omar Alai, commanded Ta'un Le'akaspe Dami. It's as if it's a burden on his shoulders, and Mimela, it rests on his shoulders, the Chiyav Achrayas, to replace the animal if it dies or if it gets lost. The Brisker Rav asked the Yesoidis Tikakasha. It's brought down in the Sefer Penine Hagriz, Simon Mem Dalid, and in other Sfarim as well. L'chayra, why do you need a drasha of Reb Shimon to tell us, Esha Alav Chayiv Ba'achrayusoi, that someone who says Harei Alai is Chayiv Ba'achrayus? L'chayra, that is the content of his neder. He said Harei Alai to bring a carbon oila. So now he was mafresh a carbon, and that carbon got lost somehow. So in the words of his neder, Harei Alai, that should be included, a chiyuv, to bring a carbon, and if this one gets lost, he has to replace it. Why do we need a special drasha from a pasuk v'nirtza loy l'chaper alav to teach us, Esha alav chayiv b'achra yusay? Similarly, in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Ches, where it's brought the Mishnah in Kinim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, that says that by a neder, meisuoi, nignavuoi, avdu, chayiv b'achrayusan, as opposed to a nedava is not chayiv b'achrayusan, the Gemara Megillah Daf Ches says, menohani mili, how do we know that that's the halacha? And the Gemara brings the drasha, v'nirtza loy l'chaper alav. L'chayra, what do you mean, menohani mili? How do we know that harei alai is chayiv b'achrayusai? Because he said, harei alai l'havi oila. And if that animal got lost, he has to bring a different carbon. It's mashma again that it's a new din that's neschadish here with the drasha of this pasuk that there's a chi of achrayas. L'chayri, you don't need any new din. That was the toichen of his Kabbalah. In that Mishnah in Megillah Daf Ches, it says, Ein bein nedarim l'nedavois, ela shahanedarim chayiv b'achrayusan, u'nedavois einai chayiv b'achrayusan. There's nothing halachically between a neder and a nedava, except that a neder is chayiv b'achrayus and not a nedava. Frekta Briskerov, that's not a difference between neder and a nedava. They're both exactly the same, that you have to keep your words. Would it be shayich to say in the Mishnah, Ein bein neder lahavi oila, le neder lahavi shlamim, ela sheze chayiv oila, vizeh chayiv shlamim? That's not a difference in halacha. Each one is mechuyev to keep his word. If you said harei alai oila, you have to bring an oila. If you said harei alai shlamim, you have to bring a shlamim. So the same thing when you say harei zu, that's a nedava. If you say harei alai, then that's a neder. The toichen of the neder is that you're going to bring the carbon. It's all basically the same kasha of the Brisker Rav, that it's mashma in this gemara that you have a yalfusa of a chiyav achrayus. What do you need a yalfusa for a chiyav achrayus when you say harei alai, licked in the etzem neder, that you're going to be chayiv to bring an animal, and if it's not the first one that you designated, because that one got lost, you're going to have to bring a second one. Zok the Brisker Rav, a big yesoid, that you see from this Gemara of Esha Alav Chayiv B'Achrayusoi, that it's Neschadesh, a new din, Chiyuv Achrayus Al HaKarbon. Avad, the words of your neder were Harei Alai, and therefore you're Mechayiv yourself to bring a carbon. However, says the Brisker Rav, Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, and again in Me'ila, Daf Yud Tes Amid Aleph, Rashi says that if you bring your animal to the Azara, you bring the carbon to the Azara, and then afterwards it gets stolen or lost, or it dies, then you're not mechuyev to replace it. That's considered that you were mekayim your neder. Your neder was harei alai, and harei alai is neskayim if you bring it to the Azara. Alai lahavi ola Azara. Even if it wasn't actually brought, but if it was brought already to the Azara, even if it wasn't nikrav on the Mizbeach, still that's enough for your chiyev, for your kiyam of harei alai. Zok de Brisker Rav, that's all mitzad the etzem words of the neder. When you say harei alai, so it's mechayiv you to bring the carbon, bringing it to the Azara is called that you brought the carbon close enough. However, in our Gemara is nischadish anudin, v'nitza loy l'chaper alav, that until you actually bring the carbon, you're chayiv b'achrayusoi, meaning even after you bring it into the Azara, if the animal gets lost or dies, then you have to replace it, and that was not included in the words of his neder. In the words of his neder was harei alai, that just means until the Azara. But now, because of this new yalfusa, there's a new din of achrayus, that the carbon that you were mafish, you're chayiv b'achrayusoi, and therefore, even if it dies after it was brought to the Azara, still it has to be replaced. That is the din of a neder. The Brisker Rav brought a raya to this from a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Chesam Beis, because the Gemara says over there that if someone says Harei Alai Oila, and he's mafish a shar, and then that shar got stolen, so you can't replace it with an oif. A machloikas tanoim, actually, if you could replace it with an oif. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that you could, Chachamim say that you can't, and everyone agrees that you could replace it with a set, and that's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis, Perek Tezayin Halacha Zayin, that if you said Harei Alai Oila and you were mafish a shar, and that shar got stolen, you could replace it with a set, But you can't replace it with an oif like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. Frekta briskerov l'chayra, it's not to be understood. The guy said harei alai oila, he didn't say a word about a shar. So now he was mafish a shar as a kiyam of his neder. But if that shar got stolen, so we start from step one. If he said harei alai oila, all he was mechayiv is to bring an oila. So why can't he bring an oif? And what's the chiddush of the gemara that you could replace it with a seh? You're not replacing that shar. You're being mechayim your neder, just like you could have originally done it with a seh, so you could do it now with a seh. What's the chiddush of the gemara, and how could there even be a shita of the Rabbanon of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah that you can't pater yourself with an oif? Says the Briski Rav that the pshat in that gemara is based on this yesod, that in addition to your chiv of the words of the neder of Harei Alai, it's nischadish v'nitzal loy l'chaper alav esha olav chayiv b'achrayusoy. There's a new chiyav achrayus that when you're mafresh a carbon, that carbon, if it was a carbon of a neder and not a nedava, you are chayiv b'achrayusoy. You're chayiv in the achrayus of that carbon. Therefore, there would be a havamina that if you were mafresh a shar, you have to replace it with a shar. The chiyav achrayus on this carbon is to replace it exactly the way it was. Zok the gemara achidish. No, if you replace it with a seh, that's good enough because you replaced it with an animal and replace it with an oif is a machlokes tanoim, but al kapanim you see from that gemara that the din of achrayis is not just because that was the toichen divrei haneder. It's because there's a din that the carbon of a neder is chayiv b'achrayusoy, and therefore there can actually be a thought that if you were mafish a shar, even though you had not said originally harei alai shar, you just said harei alai oila, still maybe you can't replace it with a seh or with an oif, and kamash malon of the gemara that you could replace it with a seh. The Rebbe Chanan in the Kovitz Shiurim in Psachim Davav argues on this Yesod of the Briski Rav. In Simen Yud Zayin, and again in Simen Yud Ches, Rebbe Chanan in the Kovitz Shiurim there says that when a person makes a neder to Hegdish, Harei Alai, if the animal gets lost, Tzarech Lahafish Acher, Loi Mitam Chiyuv Achrayesu, not because of a new din that is a chiyav achrayis, ela mipnei sha'adayin lo shilem nidroi. Pashut because he was not mekayim his neder. And again, he reiterates that when in the kachim, your chiyav is not because of the achrayus hachefetz, that you have a achrayus to replace this object. Ela mipnei sha'yesh olav lo shalem nidroi shenodar koidem ha'afrasha. So he says clearly that the yesoid of chiyav achrayis by a neder is because that is the toichen divrei haneder, and not that there's nischadish a new din of a chiyav achrayis. In the Sefer Panini Agrees, which was written by Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger Zatzal, he says that l'chayra this machloikes between the Briski Rav and Rabbi Chanan is a machloikes rishonim in Rosh Hashanah davava mid aleph. The Tosis Harosh in Rosh Hashanah davava mid aleph brings the halacha that if a person says harei alai oila al menas she'eni chayev b'achrayusa, if a person says I am going to bring a carbon oila al menas that I'm not going to be chayev b'achrayusa. So it's mavur in the Gemara that such a tanai works. Frekta toisa rush. How could you make such a tanai that you're not going to be chayiv b'achrayusa? There's a din that you can't be masna al masha kosov b'atayra. You can't make a tanai against what it says in the Torah, and the Torah says that by a neder there is a chiyav achrayus. Zokta toisa rush. The answer is the kivon de ikon nedava shedino bekach. Since you're right, a neder has a chiyav achrayus, but there is a parsha in the Torah called nedava where there is no chiyav achrayus. Mistama ladas kein hu noider sheyehi nidroi ki nedava. Mistama, when a person made the neder al menas she'eni chayiv b'achrayusa, what he means is that his kabbalah should fall into the parsha of nedava, and since there is such a parsha like that in the Torah, that's not called masna masha b'kosav b'Torah. Zok the Penine Hagriz, that l'chayr the Tosa Rosh's kasha doesn't make any sense. What does it mean that it should be a problem of masna masha kosav b'Torah? The whole chiyav achrayus that you have is because you said harei alai, and you have to be mekayim your neder. So if you said harei alai and toich kedei dibur, you say, but I'm not going to be chayiv ba'achrayus, so what would be mechayiv you ba'achrayus? How in the world is that a masna ma'amasha kosa ba'Torah? What's the kash of the Taisa Rosh? Why does he have to answer that it's because there's a parsha of Nadav in the Torah? Even if there wouldn't be a parsha of Nadav in the Torah, the whole chiyav achrayus b'neder is because that's what you were mekabel on yourself. If you're saying in your Kabbalah gufa, harei alai oila, al menas, then I'm not going to be chayiv ba'achrayus. Why is that a masna ma'amasha kosa ba'Torah? The Torah only said you were chayiv achrayus because that was in the toich and divrei haneder. Zok the Penine Hagri is that l'chari you see from the Tosis Harosh a Raya Barura that he holds like the Torah of the Briskerov, that there is a new din of Chiyav Achrayas, and that is a din HaTorah. That when a person says Harei Alai, the Torah is Mechadish, that you're Chayiv B'Achrayusoy, you're Chayiv to replace the animal if it gets lost or if it dies. For Ekta Taisa Rosh, when a guy says Amanas She'eni Chayiv B'Achrayusoy, he is going against that din HaTorah. How could you say Harei Alai Oila, Amanas She'eni Chayiv B'Achrayusoy, Masna Amasha Kosa B'Torah, Tanoi Batal? On that, the Taisa Rosh has to say that it's not called Masna Amasha Kosa B'Torah, because Mistama, his das is, Ladas Kain Hu Noider Shayehe Nidroi Kenedava. However, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah over there on Davav also asks the Kash of the Taisa Rosh, and he says, Vahanochain, the true answer is, the La'olam Loi Mahani Tana Lakar Din Taira. Avada, tonight doesn't help to be Oiker Din Taira. Avo Beneder, Masha Chayiv Bachrayusoy Einoi Migzeiras HaKosuv. This that your Chayiv Bachrayus is not because of the Din HaTaira, that the Taira was Geyser. Ela Mishum Dishi Beiratz Moy Lakach. Because he himself was Meshabit himself. The Kivan the Omar Alai, Atanei Al Kaspe L'Chiyuvi Bachrayusoy. Since he said Harei Alai, he put the burden on his shoulders to be chayv b'achrayus. V'kivon shekein kol hecha de pireish toich kidei dibur she'enoi mekabel alav achrayus. If he himself explains toich kidei dibur that he's not mekabel achrayus, shuv ein lanu alav klum. We don't have anything on him. So it's clear in the Ritva that the Ritva is saying Taka this answer to the Kasha, that the only Chiyav achrayus is because he himself was meshabit atzmei lakach. So if he says that he's not chayv b'achrayus, so then, that's not a mas kosa b'Torah. The Ritva understands, like Rebbe Chanan, that there is no new din chiyav achrayus. So this machloikis between the Brisker Rav and Rebbe Chanan is really a machloikis keduma between the Tais HaRosh and the Ritva. The Tosis HaRosh holds that there is a new din of Chiyav Achrayus that is learnt out from this Pasuk, and the Ritva holds that there is no new din of Chiyav Achrayus. The whole Chiyav Achrayus is because that is the Toichen Divrei HaNeder. According to the Ritva and Rebbe Chanan, L'chayre, the kashas of the Brisker Rav come back, what exactly do we need a new drasha for? It would seem from the Ritva that the drasha is not telling us a new Chiyav Achrayus. Avada, the Chiyav Achrayus is because that is the Lashon of Harei Alai. But the drasha of a Nirtza Loi L'chaper Alav that teaches us as Sha'olav Chayav B'Achrayusoy is a drasha to explain to us what is the Kabbalah of the person. Misvara, one could have said that if a person says Harei Alai Oila, it means that I'm a Kabbalah myself to be Mafrish in Oila. I'm going to be Mafrish a carbon Oila. And if the carbon is around, so then I will bring it. But if it gets lost, so I'm not going to be necessarily chayiv. So we say no. Kivan da Amar Alai, once you said the Lashon of Alai, so then it's Ki'ilu Atanei Akaspe, so he's taking it on his shoulders, this Chiyav Achrayus. But the Drasha is merely coming to explain to us the Lashon of the Noider, the Lashon of the Kabbalah. It's not teaching us a Din Noisaf. Avada, the Ritva says Lahedya that there is no Gzeres HaKosav of Chiyav Achrayus. It's only because he was Meshavet himself. So what exactly then is the Gzeres HaKosav? It must be that that's just to be Mefarish, the words of the Neder. And that's what it looks like really from Rashi in Megillah Daf Ches, when the Gemara says there my mashma, similar to the Gemara by us that says my taima, where is the mashmos that the person is chayiv ba'achrayus? Rashi says my mashma de alov kabolas achrayus alov. Where do you see that the word alov means a kabolas achrayus? It's mashma that's the discussion of the Gemara, that we're trying to show that the Lashon of Harei Alai is not just that you should be mafish the carbon, but that you're makabal achrayus on the carbon if it gets lost. And in the Pirish HaRaivid, in the beginning of Masech Tekinim, in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, he says it even more openly, my mashma, zok the Raivid, my mashma shechiev atzmai ba'achrayus. Where is the mashmos that he was mechayev himself ba'achrayus? It seems clear from Rashi and the Raivid that there is no new din like the Brisker Rav of chiev achrayus, rather like the Ritva, that the chiev achrayus is because he was Mechayiv himself, he was Meshabit himself. And the drasha and an explanation of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi as Sha'olov Chayiv Ba'achrayus, Kivan the Omar Alai, commanded Ton Le'akaspe Dami, is that the Torah is teaching us, and the Gemara is learning from the Pasuk, that is how we're supposed to understand a person's Kabbalah when he makes a Neder. But Avada, the Chayiv Ba'achrayus, is only because of the Neder itself. The emes is that we mentioned before, the Brisker Rav brought the Rashi in Chulin Kuf Lametes and in Me'ila Daf Yotes, that Rashi says that the Chiyav Achrayus is only until you bring it La'azara. Once you bring it La'azara, if the animal dies or gets lost over there, then you're not Machoyev to do it further. So the Brisker Rav said a chiddush, that was all mitzad the Divrei HaNeder, the words of his Kabbalah. But now that there's a new Chiyav Achrayus that's learnt out from our Sugya, then even if it dies in the Azara, you're Machoyev to replace it. And that's what what this drasha is being mechadish to us. The drasha is being meisif, this nuchi of achrayas. L'chayra, it's not mashma like that from Rashi and Chulin and Rashi and Me'ila. Because Rashi and Chulin and Rashi and Me'ila say that if the animal dies or is stolen after you bring it to the Azara, you're pater from replacing it. Because Hare Alai meant Alai Lahavia La Azara. According to the Briski Rav, it's a big doichik. Rashi just means that that's mitzad his Kabbalah. But Ladina Avada, he is mechuyev to replace it. It's Einai b'mashma. The Lashon of Rashi is mashma that the person Lamaisa is potter. But if Rashi learns like the mashmos of Rashi in Megillah, that the whole chi of achrayas is because of his Kabbalah. My mashma de olav Kabbalah achrayas olav. Like we said, the mahalach of the Ritva, that the Ritva says that the pasuk is just teaching us that that's how we should understand the Kabbalah of Harei Alai. Not just Harei Alai lahafrish, but Harei Alai lahavi, that I'm achroi to bring it. So then we could say that Rashi means kipshutoi, that that chi of achrayas that's licked in his words Harei Alai oila is to bring it to the Azara, Vesuloi. After that, it's considered that you already brought the carbon. And therefore, if it dies or gets lost, once it was brought to the Azara, Rashi is saying, Halacha lemaisa, that you would not be mechuyev to replace it. You could take a look in the Ture Yevin in Megillah Daf Chesamad Aleph, where he asks another kasha on the Rashi, that the drasha of Enirtza loy lechapera love is mashma, that until you actually have the kapara, until the carbon is brought, then you're not yoitza, you're chayvas achrayas. The chayvas achrayas is learned out from this pasuk, Venirtza loy lechapera love, it's mashma that it has to actually bring about its kapara. It's not enough if you bring it to the Azara. Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri gives an answer to this kasha in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis Perik Yudalit Halacha Hey Ayin Sham. But Al Kolponim, that's the shita of Rashi is mashma that after your Kabbalah is your yoitza already your Kabbalah by bringing it to the Azara, then there is no nuchi of achrayas that's mechayiv you to replace it if something happens once it came to the Azara. What about the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Chesam at Beis that the Briskarov brought a shtaka raya from that Gemara? That there is a chi of achrayas, a din noisaf that you're chayiv on the achrayas of the carbon. Because if it was just to be mekayim the words of your neder of harei alai, just like originally you could be mekayim that with a seh or with an oif, so it should be pashut that even after you were mafish a shar and it got lost, you could go back and bring a seh and an oif. Why is it considered a chiddush that you're allowed to replace it with a seh? And why do the rabbanon of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that you can't replace it with an oif? So according to the Ritva, and what it seems from Rashi and the Ravid, that they don't hold of this new Chi of Achrayis, that the Briski Rav is Mechadish, so you could explain the Gemara there in Bava Kama, like the Me'iri in Bava Kama explains. The Me'iri over there in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Ches, says that the chiddush of the Gemara, that you could replace that shar with a seh, is afa pisha gilu daitam shal a carbon hamuvchar hayu mechavnim. Even though the Bailim, by being mafish a shar, was megala das, that when he said arei alai oila, he really meant a muvchar oila, a choice oila, an oila that's a shar, a very expensive chashava animal. Still, lamaisa, you could replace it with a seh, and lamaisa, you can't replace it with an oif, because at least that much we say that he was mechavin to give an animal and not an oif. Al kopanim, it's mavur in the Me'iri that the reason that the havamina is that you wouldn't be able to replace it with a seh and with an oif is not because of a new din of achrayus that this shar your chayiv b'achrayusoy. It's because that was the das of the Bailim. We think that that was the das of the Bailim that he's going to bring a carbon amuvchar. Kamash malon that no, if he said harei alai oila, even if his das was to bring it as a carbon of a shar, carbon muvchar, he could replace it with a seh. And whether he could replace it with an oif is the machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Elazar and Azariah and the Rabbanon. But al kopanim lefi the Me'iri, you don't have a raya from that Gemara to the Briski Rav. So bohan achdinon v'salkinon that lechayir there's a machlekes here in the Rishonim and a machlekes in Achroinim how to learn this chi of achrayas. From the Tosis Arash and Rosh Hashanah Davav, it's Mavur like the Briski Rav, that there is a new din that's said over here that there's a Chi of Achrayas. Adka Dekach, that if a person says, Almanas, that I'm not Chayav in Achrayas, the Tosis Arash wants to know why that's not Masna Amasha Kosaba Torah, and has to give an answer because there's a parasha of Nadav in the Torah, so we assume that the guy meant that he's gonna give it to Torah as Nadava, but the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah learns like Rabbi Chanan that there is no din of a Chi of Achrayas. What then is the Drasha of the Pasuk? That's like Rashi and the Ravid explain that the Pasuk is teaching us that when a person says Harei Alai, he doesn't just mean Harei Alai to be mafish the carbon, he means Harei Alai to bring the carbon. And as Rashi and Chulin and Me'ila clarifies for us, bringing the carbon means bringing it la'azara. Once you reach the Azara, then you are Mekayim, your neder, then there is no din noisaf that a person is Chayev Achrayas any more than the words of his neder. The Gemara at the end of the daf asks the kasha that after we have the drasha that you need lishma in the hakrava of a shlamim, and we learn out all the other karbonos from shlamim with the hekesh of zois ha-toira, because it says zois ha-toira la oila la mincha v'la'chatas v'la'asham v'la'miluim u'lezevach ha-shlamim. So if that's the case, ema heched shachet lehu shaloi lishma lifsalu. Let's say if you shechted shaloi lishma, it won't be kosher v'loi alu l'bayil m'shem chayva. Let's say that it should be pasul mamish, just like chatas and pesach. And the Gemara says no. Since we have a pasuk moitzas vasecha tishmar vaasisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem alikecha nadava, we darshan that if you don't do it kamoish nadarta yehei nadava, it'll be nadava, which is mashma that it'll be kosher, and therefore when you shechted shaloi lishma, the halacha is not that the carbon is pasul, rather it's kosher v'loy olu l'bayil m'shem chayva. Toisvis dibur hamaschil ema is bothered with the Gemara. What's pshat that the Gemara asks that it should be possible b'di'evet? B'chol duchta bo'ina b'kachim shina la'akev. We need always by kachim that the Torah should have to repeat it if it's ma'akev. And if it's not repeated, then that's just la'mitzvah, but it's not li'ikuvah. V'hocha lo'y shina, over here, it didn't say it twice. So why does the Gemara assume that if you shechted shaloi l'shma, it should be possible b'di'evet? So Taisis gives two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisis is that the Gemara is asking by Shinui Kodesh, because by Shinui Kodesh there are two psukim. We just said, Im Einoi Inyan l'Shinui Kodesh, Tineu Inyan l'Shinui Bailim. But now the Gemara is asking, don't say Im Einoi Inyan. Say that by Shinui Kodesh, all these karbanos, if they're shechted shaloi l'shma with the machshava of Shinui Kodesh, they will be possible b'di'evet. And Taisis at the end of the Taisis, which is on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, in the Haggah, Tosfos suggests a different teretz, that maybe the whole klal that we know that you need by kachim shina lo bakosav la'akev is gufa from this maskana here, that really in the Havamina we didn't know such a concept, and therefore the Gemara is asking it should be pasul, and then the Gemara answers that the pasuk of Moitzas Vasecha Tishmar teaches us that Yehei Nedava, and the carbon will still be kosher if it's shechted shaloi lishma, because of the yisoy that by kachim you need shina lo bakosav la'akev. But when the Gemara asks that it should be pasul, that was before we knew the klal of Ba'inan shina the Brisker Rav in the Chidushei Maran Riz Halevi and Hilchas Maisa Karbanas Perik Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph says that the whole kasha of Toisvis does not stem with the Brisker Rav's own understanding in the psul of Shaloi Lishma. If the psul of Shaloi Lishma is that when you do the avoid of the carbon Shaloi Lishma, now it's considered that there's a chisaron in Lishma, you have not done it lishma, then we can understand Taisis's kasha. Without shina lav hakasav la'akev, the din should only be lechatchila, that you need a hakrava lishma. With shina lav la'akev, if it's lacking the lishma, if you shechted shaloi lishma, then it'll be pasul. So Taisis is asking, why is it so pasha to the Gemara that it should be pasul b'di'evet? There's no shina lav hakasav la'akev. But according to the yisoy that the Brisker Rav was mechadish, that we mentioned in the previous year, that the psul of shaloi lishma is not because it's lacking lishma. If staman lishma, by a kachim, so it always is considered a kiyam of a krav lishma. The psul of shaloi lishma is a new machshava hapoiselas, similar to pigul, that the machshava that you have of shaloi lishma passes the carbon, but not because it's lacking the requirement of lishma. If that's the case, says the Brisker Rav, then the Gemara makes a lot of sense kipshutai. The Gemara is asking, Ema hecha deshachadu shaloi lishma livsalu. It should be pasul. And you don't need shina lav hakasav la'akev. It doesn't pass to say over here shina lav hakasav la'akev. Because the whole drush of the din of lishma is not teaching us a mitzvah that it should be lishma. It's teaching us that shaloi lishma is a machshava ha'peselas. So even if it says it only once, but just like by pigul, if it says machshavas pigul pasuls, it doesn't have to say that twice. So the same thing, machshava shaloi lishma, if it passes with the same gather, so that's it, it passes the carbon, and you don't need shina lav hakasav la'akev. If Taisus asks the kasha and has to give other terutzim, Zokta Brisker Rav, it's a raya, the Taisus does not assume the havan of the Brisker Rav, and v'hadvarim atimim, because l'maisa we mentioned that Rabbi Chanan in the Kovitz Shiurim in Chelik Beis, Simach of Beis, proves from Taisus in Menachas, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, that Taisus holds that when kachim is shechted shaloi lishman, the reason that it's not good is because of the chisaron lishman, and not because it's a machshava apisela similar to pigel. If that's the case, Toisus Lishitasam is asking the kasha that if that requirement is lacking, that it's lacking the requirement of lishma because you shechted it shaloi lishman. So who says that passels b'di'evet? Why does the Gemara assume that passels b'di'evet? That requirement should be a din as a mitzvah lechatchila. But if you don't have a shina lav l'kasav la'akev, it shouldn't passel b'di'evet. So that's why Toisus says that the kasha is from Shinui Kodesh, where there are two psukim, or or that the whole Yisoid of Shina Lava Kosov La'akev is only learnt Lamaskan of this Gemara. But Al Kapanam, we see from this Taisis here on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, the same way we see from Taisis in Menachas, that the Psul of a Machsheva Shaloi Lishman is because it's Oiker, the Stama Lishman of the carbon, and therefore it's lacking now in the Hakrava Lishman when the person does the Avoida with the Machsheva of Shaloi Lishman. The Chsam Sofer in a Tshuva at the end of Choshe Mishpat in Simon Reish Dalet brings in the name of Rab David Deitch that he said that according to the Ritva in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, there would be a new Teretz to Taisvis' Kasha. Because Taisvis is asking, how could the Gemara say that it should be, if you want Shechtzit Shaloi Lishma, it should be possible to Yevid? How could the Gemara ask that? L'chara, there's no Shina Lav HaKosav La'akev. Zoktach Sam Sofer in the name of Rab David Deitch, that the Ritva in Yuma says that the whole requirement to have Shina Lav HaKosav La'akev is when the Torah says a halacha in the form of a mitzvah, that there's a din to do something. So is that ma'akev? So only if it's Shina Lav HaKosav La'akev do we say that it's a psul by kachim. But if the Torah says it in the form of a azhara, of a lav, then you don't need Shina Lav HaKosav La'akev. If there's a lav said about this halacha, then it's possible if you don't do that, if you're over on that lav, it's possible even without Shina Lav HaKosav La'akev. If that's the case over here, when someone shechset shaloi lishma, Zokter David Deitch, he's over on the lav of lo yichashev, as Rashi said on Beis Amid Beis, that the lav of lo yichashev is not only by machsheves pigel, it's also by machsheves shaloi lishma. So according to the Ritva's Yisoid in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel, once there is a lav here, so then the Gemara is correct for asking that it should be possible. And the kasha of Tosis that there's no Shina Lav HaKosav La'akev doesn't start off. So to explain Tosis, why Tosis asks the kasha and doesn't give this answer, one could say that Tosis doesn't hold of the Yisoid of the Ritva, and Tosis holds even if it's said in the form of Azhara, in the form of a lav, still we have a requirement of Shina Lav HaKosav La'akev in order to be pasul. However, it's not muchach from this Tosis, not like the Ritva, because Tosis' own shita on Amud Aleph in Seif Dibur HaMaschil v'yeshnon la'achamisa is that there is no lav when someone shechtzit shaloi lishma. By kachim, when someone has a machshev as shinui Kodesh, Tosis says he's over an Isser Asay of Moitzas Vasecha Tishmar. Well, if that's the case, then there is no lav of Lo Yechashev. As we mentioned on Daf Beis, Tosis holds that the lav of Lo Yechashev is only by Pigul and not by Machsheva Shaloi Lishman, unlike the Shita of Rashi on Daf Beis. Well, if that's the case, then over here there's only an Isser Asay, so Tosis is correct in asking that if there's no Shina Lava Kosav La'akev, it should not be possible. Even if Tosis does hold of the Yisayid of the Ritva and Yuma, which we don't have a mucker if Tosis holds like that or not, but Al Kapanim, even if he holds like that Yisayid, that when there is a azharas lav, you do not need shina lav hakosav la'akev, still over here, Tosis could ask that we do need shina lav hakosav la'akev, because by the machshav shaloi lishma, Tosis holds that there is no lav of lo yichashev, he's only over the isra asay of moitzas vasecha tishmar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.